Wake up. I said, wake up. Ah, there we are. Pretty little thing. Do you know where you are? Oh, you must be so confused, that dazed look on your face. Absolutely fucking delicious. After all, here you are, naked, spread-eagled on a wooden cross, wrists and ankles chained, vulnerable, open, just for little old me. Oh, Mother Miranda gave you to me, so I could put on a show that everyone could enjoy. I can still see the look on Lady Dimitrescu's face. Pretty hard to miss that much hate, given that if she keeps growing, one day her ego might fit her supersized head. You're obviously not local, or you wouldn't have wandered into my factory so willingly. So, pretty little thing, why are you here? Who am I? Well, allow me to introduce myself. I am the master of disaster, the Ayatollah of rock and roller. I am the metal man, baby. I'm Carl fucking Heisenberg. Such a sweet little kitten. Shh, it's okay. Don't be scared. I won't hurt you. Much. So curious, like Alice visiting Wonderland. Maybe I could be your Mad Hatter. Let me instruct you into a whole new world of madness, baby. You should remember what they say, darling. Curiosity killed the kitten. And you can't see the eyes of the demon till him come calling. And you just know that I'd kill you if you weren't worth the trouble. If I didn't see possibilities. Oh, now, hush now. Don't cry. Well, not until I make you. Stop struggling. No. I could gag you. But no one will hear you scream anyway. Besides, I like it when they scream. Lycans and gentlemen, let the games begin. Do you see this knife? It's an old blade. A wicked blade. Cruel, callous. One that I can control with the power of my will. See it? Floating there in front of you. A blade that has tasted blood and will do so again. Now, be still. That's a good girl. And I'll just cut you down. Oh, look at you like a broken puppet. Without any strings, puddling on the floor at my feet. Now, let me tell you what you are. You are my pet. And I want to play with my pet. And you will be a good girl for me. Every time you do something good, I'll reward you. You do good things by making me happy. But if you are a bad girl, I get upset, sweetheart. Bad girls get punished. And you won't enjoy that nearly as much as I will. Oh, get up and stop begging. If I wanted you to beg, I would have told you to beg. Stand there. Now, there are rules to this game. Listen carefully, there may be a test later. Rule number one, I'm in charge. I don't give a fuck about you or your needs. You are a toy for me to play with. Genius is a name tossed around too easily these days. I'm not a genius. I am a fucking god. In my factory, I have created miracles. I take the scraps, the dregs of humanity, and I turn them into something useful. Something entertaining. I'm a showman, baby. So, make yourself useful. Entertain me. And live. Trust me. You wouldn't like the alternative. Shut your fucking hole! What was that noise? Oh, just a little experiment. Something that I no longer find entertaining. You really don't want to go looking down that rabbit hole, Alice. Rule number two. Listen to me. Obey me. Do exactly what I tell you to do when I tell you to do it. And if you do not, you get punished. Only modesty prevents me from telling you I am widely known for my inventive punishments. Someone once called me a cocksucking bastard. So I cut off his cock and shoved it down his throat until he choked to death on it. Happy days. Rule number three. If you attempt to escape, you make it worse. Stop whimpering. It's so much better when you do as you're told. Now, you are just a set of holes for me to use as I see fit. And which hole should I use first? Cunt. Ass. Mouth. Do you like it when my hand squeezes around your pretty little throat, choking you? Yes? By that look in your eyes, I can see that you do. Filthy little girl. I'm gonna have so much fun with you. Now, where was I? Let me just have a closer look at you. Oh, you can't possibly be a virgin with a body like that. But I'll start with one finger, just in case. Let's put this cigar out first of all, shall we? I can feel your cunt clenching, gripping my finger tight. And your nipples are firming up nicely. So hard, like little pebbles. Your body betrays you. A sweet little girl who just wants to be used like a filthy, degenerate slut. Truth hurts, don't it? Let's see how you take two fingers. Don't move. Oh, this is such a tight cunt. I'm gonna have to stretch it out a bit. Did that hurt? But you're so wet, darling. You clearly want more. Do you like it when it hurts? You know, you're different from my other pets. They usually don't last long. They simply break. But I can see from your eyes that you want more. You can tell what's coming next. My knife is still hungry. Wants to be used. Wants a good time. Just like you want to be used. Now, I'm very good at noticing things about people. All their dirty little secrets and filthy little lies. The ones they tell themselves about what a good girl they are. When deep down they just want to be ruined by a big bad man like me. That's why you came here, wasn't it? Stand still and don't struggle. Remember rule number two. Obey me. I want you to get on your knees and put your hands behind your back. Do it. That's better. I could cut you, but, well, no one's gonna hear you scream. Besides, like I said, it excites me. The look on your face is so precious. The big bad man is gonna fuck you. You're gonna wish that was all I was gonna do to you. But first, I am gonna blindfold you. Now, darling, obey me. Or do I have to color my blade crimson? Good girl. Now, I'm just going to trail my knife up your arm, across the tender flesh of your shoulder, your neck, and to your soft, delicate cheek. Don't fucking move. We wouldn't want any accidents, would we? Do you feel my blade pressed against your lips? Cold steel on soft, warm flesh. Can you feel how sharp it is? Just one little twist and I could flay the flesh from your cheek. Would you like that? No? Not even if I give you a little love token? Something to remember me by. No. Be ashamed to scar that pretty face. Oh well. Kiss my knife then. Did you just squirm? Oh, you like it when I play with you, don't you? That fear. The sweat. Turning to need. To want. Oh, look at you. Desire oozing from your cunt and dripping down your thighs. I know exactly what you need. We all have a filthy little secret, sweetheart. And I can feel your heart hammering in your chest. Don't worry. I won't hurt you. Well, actually, I might hurt you. Perhaps I might hurt you a lot, but it'll be such sweet agony. When I'm through with you, you'll be the most loyal pet I ever had. I'm gonna turn you into my little fuck puppet. I'll pull your strings and you will dance for me. Dance for me! I think you like the fear. I think you want me to use you like meat. But you're such a good girl, you can't use your words to tell me. Good girls are not supposed to want that. Good girls are not supposed to like feeling my hand around their throat. My, my. Look at the mess you've made. It is rather beautiful, actually. In fact, I think I'll run my hands over your body again. A little lower. Your chest. Your stomach. I know. Lie back. Spread your legs. Spread your fucking legs. Your thighs are so sensitive. All I have to do is run my blade ever so slightly up and down them. And you're starting to moan like a slut in heat. Just like that. Ah, you're trembling, my pet. What if I hold your throat a little tighter, push you down? You crave this, don't you? You want me to punish you. You like the fear. I can see it excites you. No, no, don't you shake your head. You can't lie to me. Your body's telling me different. You've been a good girl so far. And good girls get rewards. Here, I'll take the blindfold off. Oh, you look so afraid. Are those tears? Why are you crying? Are you scared? Good. Luckily for you, I'm feeling generous. Lie back down. I can be gentle too. I can run my fingers down your neck, your chest, your hips. Someone does enjoy that, don't they? What if I just slip 2 or 3 fingers in again? Oh, so easy this time. You're fucking drenched. Maybe that eager little clit needs some attention. Perhaps from my mouth and my tongue. Just lie there, baby, and look at me. While my tongue licks fire along your slick, wet slit. While I finger fuck you like the sweet little slut you are. You taste so good. It's been a long time since I've tasted a virgin's cunt. Sweet as honeydew. All American apple pie. Your juices are dribbling down my chin, sweetheart. God. That's enough. Oh, that look is precious. You're panting like you're desperate. What did you say? Fuck you. You really want me to fuck you? You've got a big, dirty mouth, little girl. And I'm gonna put it to good use. I think it's time I marked you as mine. Get on your knees and open that pretty, slutty little mouth of yours. Don't you fucking speak unless I tell you to. take every inch of my cock down that wet throat. Look at me while I fill your slut mouth. All the way in. Balls deep inside you. If I put my hand on the back of your head and force you down on me all the fucking way. Don't choke yet. This is just the start. Maybe I'll fuck you until you pass out. And you can wake up later wondering what I did when you were unconscious. Suck me harder inside your filthy mouth, you dirty little fuck toy. Take it. Not yet, not yet. No, 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 no. Get down on all fours like the animal you are. Don't look at me like that, or I'll make you wear the blindfold again. I could just push your face on the floor. I'm gonna take off my belt, loop it around your neck, make you wear it like a collar and leash. After all, you are my pet. Let's pull it tight. Jerk your head back. I'm gonna choke the fucking sass out of you. Yeah? Oh, shove your pretty little ass out, darling. Yes? Oh, yeah, that looks so, so good. Such a fuckable little cunt. Is that too tight? Oh, you're my slut. My property. I decide if you breathe or not. Now, I'm gonna rut you like an animal. Fuck that tight, wet little cunt until you can't walk straight. Till my cum drips down your soaking wet thighs. Until you admit what a dirty fucking slut you are. Oh, feel that? That's the head of my cock rubbing against your fucking pussy lips. Oh, I can feel you pushing back on me. You want it, don't you? Look at me then, slut. Look at me. And ask nicely. Say, please. Well, I was never one to disappoint a lady. Except, you ain't no lady. Oh, such a tight little cunt. I feel you rippling over my cock. I'm gonna stretch you wide and spear you. Is this what you want? Yeah? Is this what you want from the big bad metal man? Come on, take it. Take it deeper. While I pull on this lead, spank that pretty little ass of yours. Oh, come on. That's it. Oh, I'm still slippery with your spit. Oh. You lube me up good. Trembling. I can feel you quivering over my cock. Filthy little noises you're making. Yeah? See that wild look in your eyes? You fucking want this, don't you? You want me to punish you. Yeah? Come on, your body's telling me yes. Come on, take it. Take more. More. Oh, so close. I can feel something up inside you. That one just gonna burst, aren't you? Come for me then. I'm gonna come, sweetheart. I'm gonna fill you. Fill you to overflowing. And now, baby, I'm gonna clean myself off on your ass. There you are, marked as mine. And what a tight little fit you were. Oh, so dirty now. I think you should go and clean up. There's a trough out back where we water the animals. Should be nice and cold this time of year. That'll cool you down. Oh, and remember rule number 3. Don't you even think about running. I'll let you go. Why would I let you go? You did such a good job. I think I'll keep you around for a while longer. At least until you stop being entertaining.